Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked, blissed? Dr. Shealy, are you blissed?
Yes, happy Labor Day.
Yeah, happy Labor Day for those who have jobs, you know, still remaining, right? After those who are at the steering wheel at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue have run us aground. You know, I was thinking about that guy. Absolutely unbelievable. He feels he is a gold star father, you know, someone whose child has been killed in combat, and that's not the case. I mean, he did lose a son, but not in combat. And he has betrayed the trust of everyone on the planet.
He is the most demented traitor we've ever had.
Yeah. Leaving Americans behind, leaving military weapons behind, leaving animals, you know, service dogs behind. And evidently the Department of Defense has a no-fly policy for dogs. So I guess what we do is we somehow transport these dogs who help our servicemen and women. We transport them without bringing them on either a ship or a plane. Somehow we bring them over there, but we won't bring them back. It's an absolute outrage. And here in my family, and I know in your family, that our animals are part of our family, and we don't leave them behind. It's just something we don't do. But yet, this plagiarist has done this. You know, Dr. Shealy, I was thinking about this. You know, this guy has had more training opportunities for the position he now occupies than anybody in the history of our country. He's been in on the government dole for about 50 years. He trained as vice president under Barry Satoro, also known as Barack Hussein Obama. And he still can't get it right. More training, more opportunities, more time at the dole than anybody in the history of our country, and he still can't get it right. He has devalued the esteem and the status of the United States of America to the point where no one trusts us, and no one trusts him.
Well, he's a criminal being allowed to work despite his total inadequacy.
Mm-hmm.
And in my opinion, it's just a small part of the current legal situation in this country. It looks to me as if we don't have a stable legal system. It's extremely unsteady.
Yeah, and you're talking about how the Clinton family has gotten, the Clinton crime syndicate has gotten away with all kinds of crimes that no one else would be able to get away with. And
well,
so it depends on who you are.
And the Supreme Court itself seems to flip a coin as to whether or not they'll hear a case.
Right.
And so, the entire election, you know, the last election, to me, should literally be overturned. But that's just my opinion.
I'm in total agreement with you. And at the same time, we have the census people, the Census Bureau, demanding.
What's that? You think it's going to be one?
Well, I have a copy in front of me of the American Community Survey 48-page census that says Your response is required by law, and it's 48 pages of invasion of privacy. It's the kind of thing where a person might just say, I plead the fifth, I'm not going to tell you. I mean, really, how much it costs to heat your house? How much it asks about your medical conditions? It asks about your hearing impairment? It asks about your visual impairment? It asks how much compensation you get for being disabled? I mean, it goes on and on and on. It's literally, to me, it is literally a document to decide whether you are going to get medical treatment or not. You know, look, this guy has these maladies, he has these infirmities, he's 60 years old, and he walks with a problem with his knees, he's got artificial knees. Are you kidding? What? That's too much oxygen for that guy. We can't let him continue living. I mean, I think that's what we're talking about with this American Community Survey from the Census Bureau.
In my opinion, all major government organizations are death squad.
I keep coming back to, in my mind, what would the king do? If a person were king, what would they do to their subjects? And that's what the American government does to us. Whatever the king would do. Shoot, there are too many of us, let's mow them down. Shoot, there are too many of us, let's give them diseases. Shoot, there are too many of us that are starting to talk, let's shut down the communication system like Twitter, like YouTube, etc. What would the king do? That's what they are doing, in my opinion as well.
Actually, ultimately, the queen is behind all this.
Mm-hmm.
She is the head of the Committee of 300.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, the entire scam that has taken over the world is the Committee of 300.
Mm-hmm. And she is the head of a dysfunctional family. Just like
has been for many decades.
Just like
centuries.
Just like Jumpin' Joe the plagiarist is the head of a dysfunctional family. And isn't it interesting? I was thinking about this as I was sleeping last night, that, you know, these actors and actresses, how many of them are dysfunctional? How many, you know, people look up to them. Oh, wow, they're on the silver screen. And boy, they are something else. They are impersonators. They are people who play a role that they actually can't be. They cannot be the person that they play. And if it weren't for computer enhancements, the music industry would collapse because these guys have so little talent. You know, it's not like in the 1960s and the 1950s where you'd have an acoustic guitar or a microphone on an acoustic guitar, which would lead to the electric guitar, where you actually had to play the instrument, where you played the piano or the windwind, or you'd play the brass, or you'd play the drums. No, this is all computer enhanced. You want the drums, we'll just turn on the drum button, you know, on a synthesizer. If you want the saxophone, we'll turn that on too. That's what music has become. It's become keyboard sounds. And then the people who write the lyrics to music, they've all died. There's no good lyrics to any music today. The words don't rhyme. The melody's absent. The performers can't do a performance without fireworks and bending over, and you know they just can't do it. They can't do it. And you know, if you'd like to watch what I would consider one of the best performances ever of all time in terms of rock and roll. Roy Orbison got together with some real famous players, and I believe it's called The Night of Black and White. And it had nothing to do with race. It had to do with, it was filmed in black and white. And it was on satellite television. And there was a song that he did, Pretty Woman. And that was a song he wrote about his wife. A pretty woman. And Bruce Springsteen was there, and Jackson Brown was there, and there were a whole bunch of great musicians, like 12 of them. And if you go to YouTube and you watch Roy Orbison, Pretty Woman, Night in Black and White, you won't believe the how well that was done, and how Roy Orbison, if you watch it over and over, you will see how he led the band. He led the band by just turning toward the person who was going to play the next lead guitar. And he would turn to the left, he would turn to the right, he would look at them. Just looking at them, he was conducting the band. And it was absolutely magnificent. I mean, if you want to see a truly spectacular performance, as good as it ever has gotten, that's it. And Mrs. Finelli went to school with Bruce Springsteen. They were schoolmates. They weren't classmates, but they were schoolmates. And so they were in the high school at the same time. And I showed her this video, and Bruce Springsteen was on this video playing with Roy Orbison in the 1980s. And I showed it to her, and she said, boy, he cleaned up great. He didn't look like that in high school. So anyway, these guys were in suits. They had they were nice and clean cut. The audience was clean cut. It was nothing like what you see today. Nothing like it. Nobody was rowdy. Everybody was happy. There were smiles on everybody's face, and it was truly spectacular. So I guess what I'm saying to sum it all up, music has been destroyed. The movies have been destroyed. Without computer enhancements, they can't pull off movies. They can't pull off a soundtrack without computer enhancements. We've just lost the talent, Dr. Shuley. That's what I'm saying. And without Hollywood, can't get any production out without profanity. They just can't seem to do it. They can't seem to do it without scenes of homosexuality, gays, transgenders. They can't do it in the good old 1950s version of television and music. That's what I'm saying. Any comments?
Well, yes. I want to read just a few names listed as of this year on the internet under the Committee of 300 membership. Bill Clinton, Nicholas Rockefeller, Bill Gates, George Soros, George H.W. Bush. That's just a few of the top people in this evil, evil, evil satanic committee.
You know, when you think about Bill Clinton, I think about the guy who just couldn't keep his zipper up. And,
that's
having
the least
a guy,
of his commitment.
Yeah, but having a guy in the White House, in the Oval Office, having sex on the Resolute desk, and then saying, I did not have sex with that woman, and then redefining what sex is. I mean, that guy sold us out, is a traitor. If you look at class, if you this is old information.
Oh, I just found Al Gore on there.
Yeah, Al Gore.
Al Gore, isn't a surprise. I'm still searching.
Bill Clinton has lied to us in class. If you look up Arkanside, the contraction of Arkansas and suicide, you'll find over 100 people who have committed alleged suicide in relationship to the Clinton family. They've shot themselves twice in the head. They've laid on railroad tracks and been run over. I mean, the amount of the people who have died around the Clinton family, it's kind of like, what would the king do? If people knew the truth, would he kill them? We'll be right back.
The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com.
So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Medical doctor Norm Shue is with us. Dr. Shue, I don't know if I've ever told you this story, but you happened to mention Al Gore. And I met Al Gore. Did I ever tell you the story about that when I met Al Gore in 1980? Okay. Well, there are only 4 people in the whole world that can tell the story, and I'm just one of the 4. No, seriously. One of them happens to... Well, the other... Al Gore's another one. So Al Gore, we'll say he's number one. And then the other 3 are USA Prepares instructors. Seriously. And they are Andy Gibbs. He's been on the air with us. Bert Bertonis. And I, the 3 USA Prepares instructors, who could tell the story, along with Al Gore. So in 1980, Bert and Andy and I, we had formed a company. We manufactured satellite communications equipment. Those great big, you've all seen those great big dish antennas. And they're connected to satellite receivers. And we pioneered technology that brought satellite television into the home. And we were at a convention exhibiting our latest electronics, our latest satellite receiver in Washington, D.C. in 1980, exactly 1980. And this guy walked up to us. So we had one of those booths. It was a typical convention with those 10-foot by 10-foot booths, and we had one of those. The great big dish antennas were all outside in the parking lot, and there were feed cables running inside, hooked up to equipment, and you could watch satellite television signals on the TV screens inside, and you could talk to the manufacturers about their antennas, their receivers, their equipment, their down converters, etc., low noise amplifiers. And this guy came up to us, at our booth, and he was dressed to the nines. He was extremely well dressed, better dressed than anybody else. His suit was, you know, way more expensive than any of us who were exhibiting. And those were the days where you did dress up to exhibit. You didn't look like a slob. And he gave us his business card, and it was Al Gore. And this was one of the most expensive business cards I've ever seen. It was white and gold. And the gold was probably gold leaf. And he had a lot of questions about our technology. He wanted to know how our receivers worked. So he talked to us for at least a half an hour. At least. Just Al Gore and the three of us. And after that, he mentioned that he wanted to start a trade organization. And he wanted to call it SPACE, S-P-A-C-E. And that stood for, and government is really big into these acronyms. And SPACE stood for Society for Private and Commercial Earth Stations. And he was going to be the guy who, he was the ringleader of this, the head knocker of this. Actually, it was a lobby organization. And for $25,000, you could be a basic member. And we didn't have $25,000. We didn't have enough money to get the free ketchup that came with a McDonald's hamburger back then. I mean, that's how broke we were. We didn't pay ourselves. We weren't like the modern corporations where they fleeced the shareholders. We funded this ourselves. And so we put everything we had into the company and inventory and so forth. And we did it for a couple of years. So he wanted to start this organization, and it was just a few years ago I figured out what he was doing. And it took a long time for me to figure it out. So the plan was he was going to run this organization where he would help us get started and become big. And he went to the people he thought were serious players at that time in 1980. And he encouraged them, and I said to our company, Telecom Industries, I said, no, absolutely not. We're not going to spend $25,000. We don't have to join this organization to be with Al Gore. And what I figured out it was many, many decades later was he would call and say, hey, so how's it going? What are you guys up to? And what's new? And have you invented anything new? And he would get inside information from us. Because he would be this member of SPACE. And he could use that information to tell his buddies what stock to buy and what stock not to buy and who was a mover and who was a mover and shaker and etc. So he could take the information, profit from it personally in the stock market. He could use that information and sell it to his government contractors, like, I've got some information, but it'll cost you about satellite technology, things like that. That is Al Gore, in my opinion.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Using brand new U.S. weapons and equipment, the Taliban on Monday claimed they took control of Panjshir Province. That's a mountain region that was one of the final holdouts of resistance forces in Afghanistan. It was a brutal weekend for women in Afghanistan. A pregnant policewoman was reportedly beaten and killed by the Taliban in front of her family. The BBC claims they have three eyewitnesses. New reports claim six passenger jets at the Kabul airport with U.S. citizens on board are being blocked from taking off this morning. President Biden remains on vacation. The U.S. Navy has identified five sailors who died in a helicopter crash off the coast of San Diego, California last week. Still no cause of the crash 60 miles off the coast. A newly discovered hat with DNA evidence proving it belonged to General Napoleon Bonaparte was previewed by auction house Bonhams in Hong Kong on Monday. The hat moves to Paris, then to London, where it will be auctioned off. USA Radio News.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
When U.S. troops were pulled out of Afghanistan before all civilians were taken out of America's exit from the 20-year war, an unknown number of U.S. citizens were left behind in country. Also left behind in the deadly withdrawal were service and contract dogs assisting U.S. troops in Afghanistan. PETA Vice President Daphna Makinovich tells Newsmax TV what she learned over the weekend.
Are definitely dogs who defended U.S. forces, defended U.S. soldiers. They're not owned by the U.S. government, but they served U.S. citizens, and they were left behind by our government. They are in the charge and custody of Charlotte Maxwell Jones, and she confirmed that they are currently her responsibility. But the fact of the matter is that while it might not have been a legal obligation for our government to evacuate them and 100 or so other dogs, it certainly was a moral obligation. And we were told earlier today that there was probably room on the C-17s that flew out on Monday, August 30th. We were told that there was a total of 26 C-17s that left Kabul with a total of 1,200 people. That breaks down to roughly 47 people per plane. And that I understand from what we were told that the C-17s were cleared to carry 450 human beings per plane. So that leaves 10,500 people who didn't get on the flights, and most certainly there would have been room for 150 dogs.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Norm Shealy's with us, and I'm just telling a story about 1980. And Al Gore, and how Bert and Andy and I met Al Gore at a satellite communications convention. So, class, if you want to look this up, you can go to Wikipedia, and you can look up DISH, D-I-S-H, network. You know what I'm talking about, those small satellite dishes. Well, it got going around 1980, and I was there, Bert was there, Andy was there, and we were all there. And that's where we met Al Gore. And there was a guy by the name of Charlie Ergen and his wife, Candy Ergen. They were at this convention where we were. And they were interviewed by a magazine. It was like TV Guide, but for satellite television. It was called Channel Guide. And we were interviewed, and Bert and Andy and I ended up on the front page of this magazine. And Charlie Ergen and his wife were somewhere in the middle. And they decided to join Al Gore's trade association called SPACE, Society for Private and Commercial Earth Stations. And you all know how big Dish Network is, right? They're a Standard & Poor's 500. They've been around since 1980. The founders are Jim DeFranco, Charlie Ergen, and Candy Ergen. The headquarters is in Englewood, Colorado. So what are their assets? Right now, $38 billion with a B. They have 16,000 employees. They decided to go the route of government assistance, if you will. And they did really, really well. And Bert and Andy and I said, absolutely not, we're not going to do it. So none of us has a private jet, and we don't have 16,000 employees, and we're just volunteering to do what we think is right. But that is what happens when you get involved with the government. Now, are they paying some kind of a price for what they did? They probably are, but I don't know what that price is. So, Dr. Shuley, that is the story of Al Gore and some of your fellow USA Prepares instructors. We were there, and we could have done it. We could have been part of something way bigger, because EchoStar, which is what they used to call Dish before they changed the name to Digital Sky Highway, DI for digital, S for sky, H for highway, before they became Dish, they were EchoStar. And they had no products. We actually had hardware. We were inventors. We were innovators. We had patents pending. We actually built it. They were just a company that would get content and resell it. So they were like middlemen. They weren't doing anything, but they made a fortune being middlemen, where we got, you know, beat up by the Japanese because they stole our technology. So that's kind of a thumbnail sketch of satellite communications and Al Gore and what you have to do to become a big company. Any comments, Dr. Shuley?
Well, you don't get to be on the Committee of 300 unless you're a big crook.
Yeah.
Al Gore, Bill Gates, George Soros, George H.W. Bush,
mm-hmm.
David Rockefeller, mm-hmm. Bill Clinton, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and, you know, I don't want to go to my grave knowing that I was a crook. I just don't want to do that. And I won't do that. But other people are certainly willing to do it for the short run. And I think honesty, integrity, reputation is all important. And then if you go and you look at, you know, who trusts Bill Gates? Nobody I know.
Well, Fauci.
Yeah. Well, and who trusts Fauci? And who trusts George Soros? And these, it seems to me, now I could be wrong, but I don't think so. It seems to me that if you look at all those people whom you've mentioned, they all have guns pointing to each other's head. And if Jeffrey Epstein were alive, he would be one of the guys having a gun pointed at the other guy's heads. So they all have guns pointed at each other's heads. And when one goes off, they all go off. So they're all trying to make sure that they threaten each other with inside information. But yet, no one really wants to rat because they'll all go down like dominoes. That's the way I see it.
Guess who teamed up to buy the testing for the COVID? Bill Gates or Soros.
Yeah. And isn't Gates involved in COVID passports, health passports?
Oh, yeah. Okay. It's mm-hmm. one of the big evil mm-hmm. Luciferians on the face of the earth.
And isn't he involved in the cloud computing,
yep.
meaning store
oh,
your information where he can go sifting through it?
Yep.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And so is Jeff Bezos with Amazon's cloud computing. So these guys, I mean, it's right in front of us. These guys have figured out how they can look at everything that we do by selling us the means to do it, meaning cloud computing. Let's go see what they're doing in their home. Let's use Echo and Google Assistant, etc., and we'll listen in on all these people's homes. And if they're not at home, that's okay. We'll listen in on their phones. That's what they're doing, and they charge for that. And that was one of the things I wanted to bring up about Al Gore and space. So Al Gore figured out that he could charge companies $25,000 or more, typically like $50,000, to give him information about what they're doing. So that's what government does. These players in government figure out how they can charge everybody. And they're brilliant at it. Think about it. Al Gore charges $25,000 to us. And we tell him, oh, hey, Al, it's really cool. We developed this great technology we're working on. We got a couple bugs to work out, and we're so close. We've got a prototype, but it's not perfect yet, but it will be in a couple weeks. So let's say we tell him that. So he calls up his buddies in the investment world and says, look, I got a hot tip for you, but it's going to cost you. It's going to cost you $200,000, and because I got to pay people too, and I'll give you the information on what you need to buy in terms of stock, and what you need to short, because the guys that I'm talking to have the latest greatest thing, and they're going to dominate the marketplace, and they're going to destroy their competitors. So for a couple hundred grand, I'll help you learn what that is. So he can take that information that we would pay him to give him, sell it to other people, and then other people that he knows could make the bets in the stock market, and he could make money the third way. That's what I think he has been doing. And I don't think he is alone at that. And I don't think it was his brainchild. I think he and the other players in Congress do the same thing. You look at these guys that run for office for a $185,000 job, and they get the job, and a couple years later, they're worth a couple hundred million. How's that happen? Well, it's not from savings from that $185,000 job they have. It's from selling influence and playing the market the way I just described that they would have played us had we been willing to sign up with them, but we weren't.
Well, it's a strange and evil world. That's all I can say.
Does that story that I told you sound credible, Dr. Shealy, what I just said about Al Gore? It's absolutely true. But does it sound credible?
It probably isn't quite as bad as he is. It sounds true. But I would say he's capable of much worse.
Yeah. Well, you know, next time you're over here, I'll show you in the studio. I have some of our satellite receiver equipment, you know, on my bookcase in the studio. I'll show it to you and get a chance to see what I'm talking about. And if I had a website class, if I were willing to turn it back on, I could post pictures of it. But because of these trolls, these parasites on the internet, I'm not willing to do it. Dr. Shealy, the jab. You know, I'm talking about the jab for the Chinese virus, and I don't know why we don't call it the Chinese virus. But so I will. The jab, it seems to me, as a layperson, that it is reducing the body's ability, the immune system, to fight off the China virus. And so when people get the jab, it seems like they're more susceptible to the more vicious effects of the China virus. Is that true, or is it just my imagination running wild?
I think it's true.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So then that brings me to the next point, which is our immune system the best defense against the China virus? So if you have to put all the potential defenses in a list, and start with, you know, the most important to the least important. Would not our own immune system be number one as the best defense against the China virus?
I agree. Absolutely.
Okay.
It's your only hope, really.
Okay. All right. So that being said, what I'm not hearing, there's an absence of information about this in the mainstream media and from the medical village. I'm not talking about Dr. Shealy's medicine. I'm talking about, you know, everybody else, or almost everybody else. I'm not hearing fruit, vegetables, nuts.
The media is controlled by the committee.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Right. And they're doing real well. I mean, if you look at Sean Hannity's ratings versus ours, he beats us every day. If you look at Michael Medved, who talks, I don't know what he talks about. I mean, he beats us every day. And it's when you're all done listening to Michael Medved and Sean Hannity and guys like that, what have you learned? What have you learned that you can use? And I submit to you, nothing. The only thing you can do is go to the water cooler if you had one and talk to your buddies at work if you had a job, and you could say, hey, guess what I heard? I mean, that's what you could do, but you can't do anything with it. So it's what I'm not hearing is I'm not hearing the mainstream media say, all right, y'all, here's what we're going to do. We're going to fight this virus. So number one, you have to eat five servings of fruits and vegetables. And you have to eat nuts, and you have to eat raw vegetables. You have to have the right amount of protein, and we'd like it to be without hormones and antibiotics. And you have to get exercise, and you have to stop smoking, and you have to stop drinking. And you have to get off your butt and stop watching TV and get outside and get some sunshine. And if you do that and you maintain social distance from somebody that's coughing, sneezing, etc., and rubbing their nose and putting their wet, grubby fingers and hands on surfaces that you might touch, if you do all that, you're probably going to be better off. But no one is saying that except you, Dr. Shealy.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Just one more comment about Dish Network. In 2019, Dish entered an agreement as part of the Sprint-T-Mobile merger, in which Dish would acquire Sprint's prepaid wireless business, including Boost Mobile. So as part of this agreement, Dish became the fourth largest major wireless carrier in the United States. This merger was approved by the Justice Department. And this system that they agreed to in 2019, allowed them to deploy a facilities-based 5G broadband network capable of serving 70% of the U.S. population by 2023. So, it started, I was there when it started, and they will now be the fourth, they are the fourth largest carrier of wireless communications in the United States. So it all started back in 1980. And I find it quite fascinating what you can do if you get in bed with guys like Al Gore and the Committee of 300. So if you think about it, and if you connect the dots that Dr. Sheely was talking about, it sounds to me, Dr. Sheely, that if you look at some of those players whom you have mentioned, Bill Gates, G.H.W. Bush, Al Gore, Soros, Clinton, etc., at Rockefeller, you put all that together, you have the people who most want to know the most about us. And if they are in control of our communications, they know more about us than anyone else. So that means that the Committee of 300 is in the peeping Tom, spying, snooping, surveillance business of we the villagers. That's what that means to me. Any comments, Dr. Sheely?
Well, it is the greatest collection of evil, I would think, in the entire history of the planet.
I don't know what to say,
except it is evil and Lucifer incarnate.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Sheely, there's a guy in Springfield, Missouri, who I know, who I haven't talked to him in almost maybe 10 years, but he got COVID twice. Now, we were led to believe by the mass media, you know, once you get it, you know, you're good to go. And people would say, yeah, I already got it. So, you know, I can't get it again. I can't give it again. And so I'm done. And, you know, it wasn't all that much fun, but, you know, I'm here and I'm done with it. But people are getting it twice. And I have a feeling that twice is not the maximum. I have a feeling that some people have gotten it more than twice. What's up with that in your medical opinion, getting COVID twice?
Obviously, you can have a cold over and over again. You can have various kinds of flu over and over again. And in this case, we don't even know unequivocally whether this is a unique viral flu or a absolutely made one. We don't know anything for sure. I don't know a fact that has not been contradicted by other people who claim different facts. Not one in the entire stupidemic.
Mm-hmm. So that gets us back to your single best hope, or your single best protocol, your single best choice would be to build your immune system to the best you could get it to be. But there's nothing new about that, Dr. Shealy. We knew that in eighth grade, if you ate better, you were less likely to get sick.
Yes. Now, I do want to mention that since you and I, even earlier, were in eighth grade, the world is infinitely more polluted with chemicals like Roundup, fluoride, radiation even. All of that is multiplied over the last 50-plus years. And that does weaken the immune system and require more of the natural things to keep you healthy. For instance, once upon a time, the B complex, you know, B1, B2, B4, B6, etc., was from between 1 and 2.5 milligrams each. Well, I believe it requires 25 milligrams today just to help your brain. And, of course, once upon a time, vitamin C was 100 milligrams. Now I think it's 2,000 milligrams plus some MSM. And vitamin D was 400 units. Now I think it's 7,000 a day.
Yeah, Dr. Shealy, I remember reading the side of a vitamin C bottle back in the 1960s, and it was 60 milligrams, less than that 100. So it keeps going up. And I think you're absolutely, well, I know you're right. I know you're right about pollution. And we did it. We did it. Man has done it with nuclear reactors, diesel engines, and government flying everywhere on these junkets, and stupid people flying everywhere for no reason. We'll be right back.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.